Everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're talking love during lockup. We got the screener because we are interviewing Ty. That interview will probably drop either right after the episode airs or, you know, sometime over the weekend.
You're what an episode.
Real treat.
It was one of the best episodes. Her part. It was almost like a Craig, not Craig. It was almost like, what's their names? Clint and Tracy-esque, the chaos and the.
I think
I was compelled. Rest in peace, Tracy.
And I'm not saying this because we're interviewing her. She's a first round Hall of Famer. Like,
first
ballot, number one in your mind. I mean, there's never been anything like this on this show.
She's fantastic. Joe Burrow. She's great.
So we're talking love during lockup. I have to shout out a tweet Justine did said the only non-racist lefer on like her like love after lockup
the least racist cast show. Are love after lockup.
I love that.
Look at Bravo 90 Day Fiance. It just shows what a fucked up world we live in. All they care about is you know, the ratings I think fell, and if there's enough uproar they'll do something. Right. They might look around. That's how I feel. I don't know. I'm disappointed in Bravo and the way that they handle things.
100%. All right. Before we get into love during lockup, I did want to shout out. We have a few new patrons who hopped on the train this week. Hi, Denise. Hi, Liv.
Come on, ride the train.
Thank you, friends. We are talking Paris and Love, Sex and the City on a rotational basis on Patreon. We're also going to talk the Playboy. Have you watched it yet? I watched the first.
No, I haven't. How do you watch it? It's on A&E.
Yeah, I just
what
had
channels A&E it on.
On demand.
That's on A&E. Okay. I'll have to figure out how to
There's
get it.
There's also a Janet Jackson documentary that comes out this weekend on A&E that looked interesting. I'm not a huge Janet Jackson fan, but it looked like it might have some good nuggets. I'm not a
love
fan.
Janet Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah, I love her, but I'm not like obsessed.
If I could go to a concert people say that they would pick Michael Jackson over Janet Jackson. I like Janet Jackson. I love her, but I guess Michael Jackson music at a concert.
Yeah,
minus Janet Jackson the child molestation.
Like exactly. Right. Doesn't have that layer of child molestation on it.
But in our time growing up, Janet Jackson, she was it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I loved her.
I mean,
I still remember my friend.
That's the Way Love Goes yesterday. And I was
what a hit. Yeah. They don't make music like that anymore.
No, they don't.
My friend got on the school bus and she said, she's singing Escapade, I remember. And then she goes, yeah, I made up the words. This is my song. And I was like, oh my God. And she tricked me and I'll never forget. I could still reminds me of just of yesterday, but she was great.
All right, let's get into it. We got to start with our girl, Ty and Hottie. Okay, Justine and I obviously prep for interviews, and so I was checking out the questions that we put together in Justine or Vader editions. Obviously, you'll listen to it in here. I was dying when I saw your mortician questions.
I'm real insightful. Fascinated with the
works.
With that.
No, that's great.
How do you do that? Oh my God.
There's a few things that have stood out to me about Ty so far. First, how has she talked to 500 prisoners? She said 500. She's talked to 500 men. How's that possible?
You know, I almost think that she's lying about all these prisoners because why would she, if she's got all these people on a rotation and she's got all these on deck,
wouldn't they know
what
each
is
other?
She so obsessed with Hottie for?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like Hugh Hefner and all his ladies. He has a lead. He has a lead person, you know?
What about she's got BB that she says is her true love?
Yeah, we got a lot of questions. I think what's shocking to me is if there is even say her 500 is an exaggeration and it's 250 people. Let's just say maybe because she's talking to probably eight right like now over a 10-year period. How do they not know each other? How is there not? This is one of my questions going to be one of my questions for her is like, have they ever been like, oh, Ty? I know Ty. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's big.
Sending
there's a lot of people locked up.
But grand.
It's also, It's a small network. Yeah. It's crazy. 15 grand.
I think if she's spending 15 grand, she's not as detached from all. It's not. You know what I mean? Right?
Detached?
I mean, grand. Like she acts like she's got all these men. I feel like she's really in love with this hottie.
I think she is. I mean, her reaction. A, can I just say when he told her that he was talking to Boston for the stimulus check, I almost died. Like that must be like a common hustle because she like didn't even, she's like, oh, yeah, you talked to her for the check. I loved that. I thought that was hilarious.
I love that the stimulus check is a bargain ploy.
Right?
Then what about,
but then he said, he said the stimulus check, he was like, you know, I really love you. She just gave me money. I can't be bought. It was like, what the fuck? You just said you were bought.
She gave you 15 grand. She's definitely, you're definitely buying something. Oh God. You're definitely buying something.
You believe that
$15,000
people in prison are just on Facebook Live. Like that's a possibility in life. It's amazing. She's watching him from prison.
It's a whole different world for these prisoners. I didn't catch that. So the Facebook Live, he was on with his cousin and he was saying that he was arguing.
It was just him. He was like talking of shit on Boston saying like, Ty's my bitch. And then she's like, Ty's your woman. Like correcting him as she was watching it. And then she met up with the cousin like at the hair salon after she found the nudes.
Why is Boston in Buffalo and why is her name Boston and why do they have such a small network? So how is Hottie so closely related to the hairdresser and how is it a triangle? I thought that this Boston was either in a whole different city or Boston was completely detached. Yeah.
No, I mean, I guess, is he from, I'm assuming he's, didn't she say he was a rapper or something that he was from Buffalo?
Yeah. And so I was thinking, so he must be in prison in Buffalo.
I mean, he's from Buffalo. So, I mean, maybe not, but at least like his network is
in Attica.
So Boston is there. I mean, my question is, how does how do you post nudes on Instagram and they stay up? Like, do they not come down immediately? No one flags that shit.
I feel like she must have deleted it right away. Right. When she saw it.
No, she can't delete it. The Boston chick posted them like on
her feed. On hers. I thought she went under her for some reason. I thought she posted them on her Instagram, but that
Boston's
makes way
like
more
a,
sense.
A master hacker.
It's on her Instagram. I would have been flipping out, calling the police or something.
I mean, losing.
Right. And you flag it right away.
And when she tells the cousin, she's like, you know, like she posted my news. She's like, oh. Like, is that something people are out here doing all the time? I would be fucking losing my mind.
Like, and how naked are they? Does it show vagina and everything?
Nudes is nudes.
Yeah.
If you say nudes, you're naked.
With those big hoop earrings? How do you walk around with those things are like crimping her neck? They're so big.
Oh my God. When she was like real, like dead ass calm, was like, what do I see when I see Boston? I see myself strangling her. I see myself popping her head off like a little, like she literally was like super calm, but you could tell the second when she arrived, she ran out the door. Like, I can't wait for next week. She was coming for her ass. It's going
to
be great. I think
she's
going
to go to
fight.
The girl seems nuts on the phone too. Way so calm and
so
mental.
If
the hairdresser
posted nudes about somebody and then they call, like, she didn't sound like, she sounded like she was in the right, like doubling down, like, yeah, fucking post it. Okay, I'll see you. You better stay where you were at. It's like, what?
And does the hairdresser's a little more involved? Or maybe she's not, but she knows a lot more than she's saying.
I mean, I think she might know a little more.
Or she did look shocked. On,
but I think she's afraid of everyone involved.
I'd be afraid of Ty. She doesn't seem like someone you mess with. She was way too calm sitting there in that chair.
If somebody's super calm like that, you gotta be afraid. You have to be terrified. Terrified.
Be in that jail cell with them.
You know what her ringtone made me think of? And so now I'm realizing something, like, I'm not a ringtone person. Are you? Is your phone on ring?
No, mine's on the standard, whatever it comes with is what it stays forever.
Like, but it's silent or you leave your ring
on? I have a ringer on. Yeah. Oh, okay. I lose my phone constantly. I got to have a ringer on, or I'm always going to find my iPhone. Thank God for my iPhone.
My phone is 24/7 silent. Like never, I never have a ringtone.
Interesting.
I think people who have ringtones like this, it's like, it reminds me of Love Actually. Do you remember the chick, the couple
with the brother,
her brother? That's what this reminds me of. Same with, what's her face? The Cruella de Vil. Like she has to leave every time she hears her phone ring. It's the same thing. It's hilarious.
I had the Sex and the City ringtone for a long time in the early aughts.
Oh, you did?
Early aughts. What a weird name. Aughts. What does that stem from?
Very smoothly out of your mouth. I would never say that.
2000s. Where did the word aughts come from?
No idea. That's very grammatically correct of you, though.
I don't know. It's like listening to a countdown on Sirius Radio. And the last week, though, we didn't talk about that with that dinner with the poor date. And she's leaving him telling him that she has a flood and she's answering the phone with this chick. What is she comes back and it's a flood. It says her house flooded, but no big deal. And three cell phones. She's cussing
someone out and walking by. Oh, it's great.
If someone has three cell phones, there's not a second date.
No one has
three cell phones, especially track phones. If anyone has a flip phone these days, I'm out of there.
Oh, 100%. Kim Kardashian can have three phones. You know what I mean? Like,
Paris
Hilton can have three phones.
I think Ty two is even. You don't need three. Don't need three.
No.
And they can't be flip phones. Those are that's crackhead behavior.
Yeah. Same. Great.
Where do you even get a flip phone these days? I don't think you can get one unless it's a track phone. Cricket Wireless. We drove by a Cricket Wireless. Ty was like, how the hell is that shit still in business? And he's like, I had
pay by the either pay by the month or like those prepaid phones are probably all flip phones. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Track phone. You're into trouble.
If you're buying a prepaid phone and you're not going like abroad to like a jungle where I don't know, your phone wouldn't work, which I don't even think exists anymore in the world. You should not. There's no reason to buy a prepaid phone. Something sketchy is happening, whether it be drugs, a prison bay. I don't know. Something's happening. It's not good. Cheap.
You're up to something. It's sketchy behavior. Yeah. And what's hers? Why does she need all the different phones?
That's a great question. Why don't they all have the same number? I guess I would understand, given the hustle she's running, a work phone and a personal phone. That makes sense. Because some people have work phones, but the third phone is the mystery.
And you think with all the time she's talking, she would need the unlimited minutes.
I know. We got to ask her what her phone bill is a month. Write that down.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She's something else. She's a very pretty woman. She's a babe.
All right.
I love how
let's talk.
Walked in the room. She looks so good. Guys just think with their penis, even though some girl's got three phones, she's screaming at somebody in the back of the restaurant and you're still
out, so it doesn't matter.
On the date. Oh, God. Oh,
that's good. All right. Let's talk Indian Harry. Oh, God.
Here's my question. Too much.
Why did the family co-sign this and help her? If she had had no help, she probably wouldn't have moved. How's she getting there in the U-Haul with her kid? You know what I mean?
I hope my family would just laugh in my face.
Right. Like, enough is enough.
Why would you wait till you got to Ohio to say the kidnapping charges? You wouldn't tell her before you all haul all the way there?
That's what I'm saying. You co-sign the move, and then when you're at the shitty hotel, then you tell her? Oh, that's great.
Her spirit guides are guiding her. She's a lunatic. Said, I love her.
She said my ancestors are guiding me on the path. That was great. Oh, and then I also love that she calls the one friend that she knows is like up her ass and just gonna say anything she can, like anything she wants, when she was like, listen, you just stay strong, this is the test.
She's in a U-Haul because her crackhead hotel room is too dirty to sit in. She's sitting in the back of the U-Haul.
When I saw that hotel room, I thought of you immediately. You would have been out of there.
No, I can't even stay in a clean hotel anymore.
It's crazy.
It's gross. Can you imagine?
Is this a sign? Like I should go back to Maryland? It's like, this is a sign. 100%.
Her mom is so tough. She should be whooping her ass. Don't be co-signing this.
She also said something that's a huge red flag, which is If I don't get there, our whole relationship crumbles. That's like, then you have your answer. It's dead, dead on arrival. There's no point to this.
There's nothing that makes, out of all these people, the theme of these, all these inmate lovers having to pick them up from jail. And it's really fun to watch. It's better than any Love After Lockup there's been.
I think this is a stellar cast.
All the prisoners are the same. It's these people that are in love that are the nut jobs.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. I think Indy is very entertaining. I mean, I really don't like seeing her daughter in the back. Like, I wish she wasn't like subjecting her children to this chaos, but you know.
She looks like Simone from Married to Medicine to me.
Oh, interesting. I don't see that.
But she's funny. I feel bad. People just want to be in love so much. It's sad, isn't it?
Think of
and her daughter. I know sleeping in the always back talk seat. About them.
But Rachel and John from 90 Day, like that. You will do that for years. Just
waste
to feel
your
love.
Life.
It's crazy.
You'll be
crazy.
Dead.
Psychotic, psychosis and love are a half step away from each other. You know what I mean? Like people become nuts.
And Ty wanting, she is okay. She's more comfortable with emails and texting and phone calls than actual real affection. It's freaky.
Crazy.
The poor little girl, though, now she's hauled all the way. Where's the kid? I'm thinking the other kid must not be her birth child because she's pretty much given up on whatever kid lives with the dad.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't call it her kid if it wasn't her kid. Yeah.
I know, but maybe she's one of those people that lived with somebody with a kid and raised it for 4 years. I know that's what I'm hoping. I'm just telling that to myself. Yeah. She's just gone, and this poor little girl, she's hauling all the way to Ohio. Oh, she's like, it's really cold here. Yeah, no shit. That's why Dorothy didn't want to be there. Or no, she's in Kansas.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Dorothy was not in Ohio.
Kansas, Ohio, same shit.
Let's talk Gabby and Chris. Gabby is, she's just a terrible person to me. She has the energy of somebody that you, like just the way she was talking to that chick at the strip club, like so self-obsessed and like this chick cares about like her terrible life decision. Like there's just something really...
She never stops talking about it to the friend. Yeah.
Yes. Like she's self-obsessed, a narcissist. Oh, I love the coworker.
Coworker's like, oh God, here we go again.
Okay. Question that she said, her friend told her, rather than hold your head up, she said, hold your head. And like, I asked Dorian, he's like, oh yeah, that's what people say. That's like
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Me neither. Hold your head.
Rather than hold your head up, hold your head.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck said. Does that even mean?
And I was like, Dorian, what is this? He's like, yeah, that's what you say. Hold your head. I was like, hold your head. Hold your head up. What does hold your head mean?
What does that even Crazy. Mean?
I know. Jersey.
Why is he giving her $60K if he has another side chick? How much money does this guy really have to give out? I guess maybe you're right. It's probably drugs and he's just got money hidden places, but he's got that much money. Then the mom, I love how she gets the mom three-way on the phone with the prison. And he doesn't want to get out of, she wants to be there when he gets out. Do you think there's another chick?
It's gotta be, right? If he's explicitly telling her, like, don't come, it's like, I feel like there is. But yeah, the money is the weird piece here. Like, how is that involved?
Oh, and then there's another girl that is claiming that they're together or something, right? Or like harassing he's her. On the phone with an ex-girlfriend and we would have been married if it wasn't for COVID. You can still get married.
My question
COVID's
for
not
all
holding
of
you
these,
back.
Right? Is like, how are these people getting each other's phone numbers? How does Boston have Ty's number? How does like, how are we just getting people's numbers, blowing people up? We're not in a phone book.
Through the grapevine, I guess. White pages, reverse lookup. I don't know.
Listen, if I ever date,
there's a will, there's a way.
Don't get my number out.
Probably the freaking boyfriend. They probably want to get rid of Gabby, and it's a whole ploy. You never know.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
the bartender, he's so jealous. Why would a boyfriend be jealous if he's doesn't want you to pick him up from the jail that you're working at a strip club? He doesn't give a shit about you.
Yeah, no. At all.
But he's giving you $60K. It's your own fault. You got to be working at a strip club, and you could have, you know, $60,000 can go a long way for somebody.
A year. That's most people's salary in a year. She bought a Benz or a BMW.
Idiot. You know? And who did she call when she got into the car?
I don't know. A friend?
And I want worry about her. Get in that car, lock the door, and drive away. Don't sit in some parking lot to just get freaking hijacked.
Hijacked? I've never
The door sounded cheap when she shut it.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like the door was going to break off. Yeah. Poor Kias. We really give a bad name to Kias.
Do we talk shit on
I feel Kias, like bad. No. I mean, I just... Kias have come a long way, but they're like...
I think they have.
They are the bad... When you say a cheap car, I think that's what I always think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents have a Kia, and I judge them for it.
Right. Who do we got?
I Gabby to me seems like Veruca Salt, a sad Veruca Salt.
Who's that?
Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know characters' names.
Oh my gosh, you didn't? Were you a Willy Wonka kid?
No, I was not.
You were missing out.
I probably saw Willy Wonka as like an adult.
Oh my God, you were cheated out of a childhood fantasy. Oh my God.
All right. Who do we got? Haley Dalton.
You got to watch Willy Wonka with little Sterling when he's old enough. The
he's
original,
obsessed
not
with chocolate.
The,
I'm going to wait.
Not the it's scary. Warner had to turn it off cuz it was scaring him. But he finished it the next morning. It does
I don't
get
know
sketchy.
Why, but I like when scary. I think it's cute when little kids like tell you they're scared, you know, and it's like, oh, you're like understanding what's happening around you, you know?
It is crazy.
All right. Haley and Dalton.
It's weird when he can watch a TV show where people are talking and catch on now. Yeah.
And understand it.
Yeah.
What's your take here with Haley?
The dad that was the dad want to go in there and have sex with the poor thing? Okay. Creep.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the dad. Creepiest person I think I've seen on television in a while. Like, and then when I saw his
really
mugshot, somebody
vibes.
Posted, like, I think you put it on a story.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, that's the kind of, he seems like somebody who'd follow you into your home, assault you, rob you. Like, I just got real creepy vibes from him. And I couldn't put my finger on it. And then when I saw his record, I was like, oh, there we go. That makes total sense. A freak.
He gave Dalton all the tools, though, to be a good person.
All the tools you need.
What's with all the cats?
Yeah, that was weird too. Anybody, if you have more than, what's the number for you where it's a red flag of cats? Three?
Three. Yeah, three is pushing it. I love cats, but it starts to stink.
Yeah, I love.
I think an outdoor cat's pretty much, you know, 10. Indoor, 10. Living inside, 3.
Okay. No, 10.
I worked with this woman who somehow her friend started feeding cats that were homeless at a facility, an empty warehouse type situation. And then if they started somehow, she helped her friend out and her friend, something happened to the friend. So it became her responsibility. Yeah, so if she didn't go feed these cats, the cats would starve. It's like, I'm sorry. I love animals, but it was really starting to take over her life. This woman became responsible to feed all these homeless cats. It's like, oh my God, the cats will survive eventually. I don't know. It was wild. I forget that. Jeez. Some people are too nice.
Far too nice. I love the mom saying that he's dragging her down, and then she also said, like, what did she say, that I'm probably not going to give him a chance or something? She asked her.
Will you give him a chance when he gets out?
She's like, probably
no.
Not
good for being honest. The mom looks normal. Cute little house that she bought, but I guess Dalton grew up wealthy with that crackhead father. What's the situation here? What's the backstory on Dalton? He grew up with a silver spoon she's acting.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's with there's the Cruella something... DeVille hair and then the Dalmatian steering wheel? Is there a whole
thank
theme?
You for bringing that up. I don't know. It's there's something like she okay. It, speaking of Playboy, Haley's somebody who would end up in the Playboy mansion and never get out.
That's Holly.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. she's trapping herself in the house because he doesn't want her to go anywhere. But you can tell, like, I think she might be dying to be a lesbian. Like, I'm not quite sure, but like, she seemed like she's right. The night of her life out there.
That girl well, seems way better than Dalton.
I really love.
I will feel like bad. That. I did back the Playboy. I did see that Hugh Hefner would take pictures and blah blah blah. That isn't right. But I'll have to watch it. I'm sure I'll be convinced, but I wouldn't feel bad for Cruella. There was an exchange walking through those doors.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to think of youth though, but yes. All right. We got to say, but I think Haley, like, she has that, you know? She has like that susceptible Nate, like
she's an idiot
in a pyramid scheme in no time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, look at her. She's sitting there acting like she's enslaved with him in the jail.
In
she can't
prison.
Go out.
That's what I'm saying. I know. It's That's what I'm saying.
Ridiculous.
Also, no one better take me to a place where I'm roasting a marshmallow over a fake fire indoors. Like, I don't want a s'more that bad. That's dumb. You're charging people for that. It's crazy.
I wouldn't fight against it, but I know what you mean.
Oh my God. Just like, I feel like that's the epitome of a dumb white
Cruella. Idea. Oh yeah, it is a hipster, and you're paying $25 for it.
Yep, exactly.
Cruella should just go be with the ex-husband, go live with him. He seems decent. He'll play video games. You can go out with your friends and come
you
back home.
Have a nice little lesbian affair.
Stop with Dalton.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Couldn't agree more.
She seems like a nice girl, but yeah, she's gonna end up dead somewhere. That's what she seems like.
On this is that I thought her friend, I love that kind of energy, like really, like there's something very like, I don't know, like I love like a girl who presents like that, who's like, fuck you, I'm cool as shit, like kind of like the one that Nicole and Deontay, what's her name, her girl,
yeah, Ty or no,
God, her name was similar,
Tia.
Like I love
like
that
Che
kind of yes, like Che. There you go. I think it's fun to watch, and I just love seeing the confidence.
Too.
Like you have to have a big dick to present like that. Like
I love
really
it.
Do and like it's. I just. Yeah. I think it's great. It's great to watch because it also makes men so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I love it too, and it does. It's very attractive.
I won't go that far. I'll just say I enjoy watching it.
I know.
All right, Santiba. Santiba. Halsley, Towsley. I don't know.
Santa and Towsley. What a mouthful of a new couple there.
I put this on Twitter. If your hair is in pigtails as a grown adult and you're not going to like a theme party,
it's creepy.
Like that kind of pigtails, it's a red flag. Something's happening. She's nuts, I think.
If you're not wearing lingerie, if you're not at the Playboy Mansion.
Exactly. This is all coming together. When the mom was like, you're crazy. And she was like, crazy in love. I was like, okay, get me out of here.
If you're an adult and your parents are giving you money, you have no say in your life. You're a loser. Pay your mom back and then go send money to the to Talzi, you idiot.
When the mom was like, she's sending money to a stranger but can't pay me back. I was like, ooh, mom, you're right. This is trash.
Say that to her. It is.
Yeah.
Dating at a prisoner is like gambling.
And she has her little notebook. I'm writing down my list because I'm getting ready to go to Florida. It's like, oh my God.
He doesn't want her to pick him up either.
No. Nobody.
Nobody. I love all these prisoners. I think this is something that we've just never seen before.
Just the denying of like the actual relationship.
You're not coming to pick us up. Pick me up. In the heartbreak. She's in a bathtub taking nudie pics. He's breaking it off with her. If someone doesn't want to pick you up and drop you off, there is more to the story.
Couldn't agree more.
Their parents, it's weird.
Also, I would just like to say, if she's 39, I'm 21. I don't buy her age for a second.
She might. I don't know. I don't know, because I look in the mirror sometimes. I look beat as hell, so I don't know.
Well, believe me, I'm right there with you.
But you have Jewish blood. Don't... You look youthful. You have that beautiful, you know,
Jewish blood.
I have a case that Jewish people can live to be. If people are going to live to be 150, it'll be Jewish people. Tyler's dad
or Asians.
Yes, Tyler's dad. He was adopted, but he is got the Jewish blood supposedly, and he does look youthful too. Tyler's lucky 100%. To get that.
I've never thought that. I feel like sometimes you see like Jewish kids who are 5, they look 70, you know. Like, I feel like some Jewish kids just look like my dad, you know. I don't know, it goes both ways.
She could be 39, she could be 50.
I know, that's
but she
what I'm
could
saying.
Have just like, been it's... smoking cigarettes when she was 13, shoving them in her vagina, and men were smoking them out of her vagina. She seems like that type of person.
It's very descriptive. I mean, Angela from Love After Lockup, Angela and Tony. Angela's how old?
50?
29.
I don't think she looks good for 50.
Look like Angela, but
yeah,
she doesn't look far.
She kind of does. Yeah, yeah, you know what they mean? Look very similar. Yeah. Angela's got a hot little body on her these days, I think.
Love Angela.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. I can't get over the pigtails. The pigtails creep me out.
I can't either. I mean, that's what I'm saying. She's trying to look young too. Like, she's trying to look like she's 39. Like, why are you putting your hair like that?
She's just, he's too cute of an inmate. He's using,
yeah,
that's, I mean, not that anything's wrong with her. She's a pretty girl, whatever, but he's a playboy.
I like that you called her a girl, not yet a woman.
When you, I mean, her mom looks older than her, so that makes me think maybe. I don't know what would make her lie.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. You're right.
I think we're in. Right. I think 39. It can go a lot of different ways for people.
Fuck, you're so right.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, because like J-Lo's 50. Well, J-Lo's not the comparison.
I look at pictures of myself, even from just one child, and I look like I've got hit by a train, especially with the quarantine.
And now you have 3. I know.
Crazy. I look old. My eyes look black under them. I look beat to fucking hell.
Okay, that's not true.
But I do. And so, you know. Anybody
you ever just
looks
wake
better.
Up in the morning and like, you know, you're just doing shit like with the kids and stuff, and you like glance in the mirror and you're like, Jesus Christ. Like,
oh,
well,
I
mean,
terrible.
I already know the answer to that, because there's times where we hop
Tyler.
On the record where Justine swoops in. God. Like, she just woke up and her hair is like to the moon, Alice.
Tyler has to turn the lights off. I don't like having sex in the light anyway. That's I don't want nice. Somebody looking at my body.
And we're all over the place today. Okay. Yeah. Last but not least,
I hate Max, him. I got
which I would not even
him.
Like to discuss. Yeah,
I
would
him.
Say that this is an opportunist who's using this mm-hmm. as a vehicle to be on this show, and I would choose not to discuss him because
I think it's his mom on the phone. I think he's a liar.
It's all fake
he's
to me.
A scumbag.
And it's pointless because he's like one of the 90-day people who they never should have put on where mm-hmm. it's fake and it's just going to fade off. Like, I don't know why
it
they
is.
Still have him on the show. So
there's nothing to it. Show us more of Ty doing anything.
My question was, he mentioned the website. I feel like he said girlsincages.com or something. It was like some, like the name of the prison. If anyone
girl, yeah,
know what it was. I was like, what is this? Like, he's yeah, no.
I kind of faded out with him just because I even forgot about him, and just like, yeah. Who's he even talking to now? There's another inmate. It just right. all seems like bullshit. And his
couldn't agree
just.
More.
His energy and sitting there, he gives me the creeps more than anyone through the TV. Damn. He almost has like an Ed feeling from 90 Day Fiance.
Yes, that's a great comparison. I would agree. All right, guys. Ty interview coming your way soon.
Is he intense episode?
I know.
Bye, guys.
Always love during lockup. It takes us places we never thought we'd go. We'll be back, guys. We love you.